morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 58 minutes. I'm really happy to have, I'm honored to have, and privileged to have someone of the utmost respect for. Her name is Patsy Harris, Patricia Harris. She is the Register of Deeds. And she'll tell you her official title. It's about that long. But we did a show many months back about protecting your property and protect, because they're selling you all this insurance. And there's been a lot of changes and a lot of things have happened. And I want to thank Patsy, and I want to thank the legislature, especially our crew up from up here. We have built-in protections for the same kind of stuff they're trying to, I'm going to say, use fear to get you to do. And I understand, believe me, I'm a senior, and I don't understand computers or all this stuff. And but Patsy Harris and her whole team up there at Central Berkshire Registry of Deeds, they're unbelievable. And if you don't know where they are, they're in the old Athenaeum building, which is now the courthouse downstairs, and then you go up and the entire staff there, they're terrific. They just help people, especially people like me who know, why am I here? I don't know. But Patsy will come out and say, just give him a candy bar, he'll go away. But without further ado, for Gois, soup du jour, I would like to introduce Patricia Harris, the Registrar of the Central Berkshire Registry. What is it, Registry of Deeds?
Registry of Deeds. Hi, Bill. Thank you very much.
How are you?
Lovely introduction. I am good. Very good.
Well, and I meant every word of it, because you've brought by coming on the show, and we've now let people know about this, what it does. A lot of people didn't even know what it. First time I had you on, people said to me, "Where is it again?"
Yes. Well, I mean, I think there's something to be said about that. You know, we are an attorney clothing state. So most of the time, the average homeowner, we really don't need to know where the Registry of Deeds is.
Yeah.
The attorneys
yeah.
take care of it for us. We speak with our attorney. They explain everything to us. So, you know, it's not a bad thing to be able to be oblivious to what's going on at the Registry of Deeds. It's kind of a nice.
In a way, you're exactly right. But then you get this stuff on television, you get all panicky, you sign up for stuff that you really don't need.
Yes, like you're talking, referring to the company that's all on all of our advertising programs. It's Title Lock. Yes.
Yeah.
And they need you to believe that you are not that secure, that your property is not that secure. They need you to feel that way, because then you buy their product.
Yeah.
Right.
And like I said, and I admit it, I'm in my, well, I passed mid 70s, but
over 50.
I'm over 50, just barely.
Yeah.
Just barely. But when we hear stuff like that, we immediately, there's so much malarkey going on in the world. People just jump on that. But thanks to you, I think we've really educated the people of that watch this show about that.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and to me, that's part of why I do this. I was just out at the station earlier this morning. I started to do it be informational, educational, have a few laughs along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a hit man. You know, I'm not a hit guy, gotcha guy. Excuse me. I think too much of people, and I think too much of this county and Pittsfield and all the people that are here.
Yes. Same.
Yeah.
Same. You know, growing up here,
show
the same way.
And so does your entire staff. You got a great staff.
I have a wonderful staff. Absolutely. Yeah. They're knowledgeable. There's just no way you can work here without learning something every day.
Yeah.
And they are continuing to learn. They learn how to help people. And by help people, we show them how to help themselves for the most part.
Right.
We do not pretend to give legal advice. We would never do that, but we will tell you if it's time for you to see a lawyer. So that's something I think is really important.
Yeah. And you do it in a nice way. Let me get that out. The registry is certainly a bureaucracy, a part of the state bureaucracy. But when you go in there, you're treated really wonderfully, and they understand you don't know what you're talking about. And so they try to help you.
Well, it can be intimidating when you walk into an office and, you know, you don't know, there's several people there. You don't know which one to go to.
Yeah.
You really don't. Most of the time, people don't even have a question formed. They just know that they're worried, they're concerned about something, and it's hard for them, you know, to articulate what their need is in terms of what the registry can offer them. And so we are trained to make that easier for them. It's like, okay, let's start with this. Let's go look at your deed. You know, then we can see, do you have a lot on a plan? Or do you have a meets and bounds description? And do you have neighbors? Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, so we start with that. We give them the time that they need. And then you wouldn't believe how many questions they can come up with on their own after you give them that little bit of information that they can go from, you know?
And what's so wonderful, Patsy, and please pass this on to your staff, is they understand that, and they never get grouchy.
No, because they understand that they have the knowledge and they want to share it.
Yeah.
And they want to help you help yourself. And that's pretty much what we do.
So what I would like to do is we'll rewind a little bit.
Yeah.
And Patsy will go over how you are protected in your deed and all that stuff. In Massachusetts, you have to do a few steps, but they're free steps.
Yes, we offer what you see advertised, called a title lock.
Yes,
ours has been in existence probably, I'm going to say, at least a dozen to 15 years. So it has sort of a name that I don't really agree with, because it doesn't really come out at you that, oh, that I need that. It's called Consumer Notification Service. And that was established a long time ago, like I said. And I feel, and some of the other registers across the state feel the same way, we really ought to call it something like Title Lock, or something with the name Avoiding Fraud, or something that would be like, okay, the registry has this, let's sign up for it. But it is, at the time, it is called Consumer Notification Service. It does do the same thing that this company Title Lock is doing for you, which is, and they are charging you for it. They're charging you a fee for it. So ours is free. And Title Lock is not, it calls itself insurance, but it really isn't insurance. I keep going back and forth between the company that charges you, that is looking for fear, people in fear to market, you know, their business.
Yeah.
And I'm also going back to our product, which is free. Both of which just simply notify you if a document goes on record under your name and in connection with your property. So why not sign up for it?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's right on our website. You can go to berkshiremiddledeeds.com, and there's a link for it. It will help you sign up. If you have any trouble, you can call us and we will help you sign on.
And believe me when I tell you, they are wonderful to work with. They understand that a lot of us are older, and we're not as computer literate as young people, and they will take that into account and be it and truly walk you through it.
Absolutely. And you know, when you say older, I mean, I believe, and you can, you probably are aware of this too, that Berkshire County is older than the rest of the state by about 6%, you know? So we do have a lot of seniors, and we respect that. So, you know, we respect them and want to help them. And that you don't have to be a senior, anybody, you know, if you need
help. Yeah, but when you get down on computers, the young, you know, I watch these kids with these phones, you know, they're.
Oh, I know. The babies are playing with the phones.
yeah, that's right. But give Patty, would you, just for the people who are just tuning in, would you give a 30,000 foot overview of what is the Registry of Deeds? What do they do?
Okay, so the Registry of Deeds, the original intent is to notify the public and the people in the district and the landowners who owns what. So a deed, a mortgage, any sort of a lien, anything to do with the land that is in my district comes here, which is Pittsfield and the surrounding town, all of Middle Berkshire County comes here. And that's the basic purpose of a registry of deeds, is to let everybody know who owns what, who owes who, and what type of encumbrances are on the property and boundary lines. We record all kinds of instruments. You know, we do the conveyances, which would require a deed. There are survey plans recorded here that show the boundaries. We have the original boundaries of all of Berkshire County here. Wow. And our records, our very first recorded document was recorded in 1761. And anything pertaining to land records from that point forward has been chronologically recorded here. Wow. But prior to that, we have older records as well, from the proprietor's records, the colonial records, and that sort of thing. So,
oh, cool.
It's to me, I
never kind of really understood until we started talking about it. What I remember when you were running, we started, what is the right? It's very functional, folks. It really is. If you want to check your deed and check your lay, you know, as an old cop, the number of times that was a neighbor dispute about a fence or a car or something.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And that's where you go to get the property lines, you know, the real deal.
And, you know, I understand too that when it comes to your property and something happening to it or some sort of threat, that is very stressful for people.
Very.
You know that, and it's and that's why we try to help people and comfort them and show them, and knowledge is power, and so we try to share that with them.
And don't panic. We're going to give you the how to get a hold of the Registry of Deeds. We're going to give you their website again a couple of three times through the program, because I know, you know, moms are trying to get kids on the bus and blah blah blah, and it's good that you know about the Registry of Deeds. It's good you know about getting this protection on your, and it's good you can share this with your friends and your neighbors, because you never know. And Patsy just made a very, very true statement. It's very stressful when something attacks your home, your property, your deed, your land lines, and I mean lines of the land you own. The Polish princess and I've been very lucky. We've had excellent neighbors, never had a problem. But I know from my past life of people have, it's a running battle sometimes with the people, and you can get it all straightened out. Probably through a lawyer is the best way. Go to the registry. Have the lawyer go to the registry, because they now, Patsy, they can access a lot of stuff online now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Through masslandrecords.com, you can click on Berkshire County and Berkshire Middle District and enter your name. You can see the information that we have under your name. So you can do that anytime you want. And there's all of our records. We have digitized our records since I've taken this office from 1761 forward. So they're all there. It was a lot of work, but we did it.
Oh, I get it. Wow.
Yes, I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, don't panic, folks. We're going to give you the addresses and the email addresses and everything. going back to, I want to let people know, you, and this is really beneficial to, you don't necessarily have to go to the Registry of Deeds, but if you do, you have to understand the bottom of the old Athenaeum is a courthouse.
And that's probate and family court.
Yes. Right. And so you might have to go, not might, you will have to go through a metal detector.
You do.
Might you do that?
Yeah. So just leave your corkscrews and anything else that you might have in your car.
And things like that.
Leave those in your car.
Yeah, leave them in your car. Patsy, how long have you been the registrar?
So I was elected in 2012. God. Can you imagine that? So it has been 10 years. So I started January of 2013. However, I was employed as an assistant register prior to that, and then a clerk, and then a junior clerk. So I've been here all said and done 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't get over it. It's been 10 years since you got, I can remember in the other studio having you come in when you were running.
Yeah, you were very pleasant to me. Thank you for that. You never forget who is kind-hearted toward you. It's a tough thing running a campaign, and especially if that's not where you come from and something that you've ever done before, which was my case.
Yeah.
But I did know that it was my time to step up and take this position if I could.
You were knowledgeable, you were experienced, you were forthright and forthcoming, and I hate to use this word because all the people who lie use it. And you were transparent. Hi, I'm Patsy. I've worked there, blah, blah. Here's why I'm running.
Right.
You know, I think the people saw that.
They had to see that because there wasn't much polish there as far as being a politician. So they saw something, and I appreciate that. And I have continued to work hard for them ever since that election.
And I will tell you, I am glad that we did that back then. I'm glad kind of a public service announcement. We will be interviewing all the contested races, either ward counselor, at large, and of course the mayoral candidates.
That'll be interesting.
Oh yeah. I've tried to do it every year that I've been on the radio. I try to be as fair as possible. I just want people to get to know the candidates like you got to know Patsy.
Yeah, it was funny then. I was the only candidate who wanted to talk about the Registry of Deeds. And it was difficult to learn how to talk more like what, you know, to help yourself get elected. But, you know, because, you know, let's face it, the Registry of Deeds is not really all that riveting when you start talking about all the books and all the land records. But it is to me, but it is to everybody. Yeah.
And me too, because I love history. And it's like you're a saving point of all our history, land history.
Yes.
Michelle Benjamin has all the city's history, which goes back to the 1700s. And I think we can learn from so many of the things from the past. And unfortunately, we have some people that unless you're giving them crayons, they won't be able to learn.
Wouldn't that be nice if we did always learn from the past?
Wouldn't it be? Yeah, we would make the same mistakes over and over. But when you explain, you made a comment something about a lawyer base. What did you mean by that?
An attorney closing state.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's something that the Real Estate Bar Association has worked very hard to maintain. What they want to have happen is that whenever a person is using their property as collateral and obtaining a loan from a bank, they want it to be mandatory, and it is mandatory, that an attorney is present for that transaction. Because they believe, and I agree, it is such a serious matter. If you don't understand every aspect of that loan, you can get yourself in serious trouble by signing on the line. So you want somebody who understands, and that had to be a Massachusetts attorney, not just any attorney. It has to be a Massachusetts certified to practice in Massachusetts, an attorney who can explain these things to you.
Yeah, and that's great advice, and that is, I'm glad they have that law, because you're right. A shyster could really easily dupe you if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, sure. Especially if they're handing you $500 and say, sign here. You know, you might be in that sort of dire situation where literally, if you're hungry, you're taking that. And that's sad. That's sad that we have people out there. Well, that was a different situation where we had talked about before, with the scam of MV Realty the last time I was on the radio with you.
Yeah. Now, what there's some issues with them.
So the last piece of news that I received, which was just last week, that this company that had scammed homeowners in over 33 states has just filed bankruptcy in all of those states. So that's good news, good riddance.
Yeah.
But there'll be others, you know, there'll
yeah,
be others
yeah.
who will
I mean,
pop up.
Yeah, and with the internet today, it makes it so much easier.
Sure. Yes.
You know, when I was growing up, it had to be something in the mail, and you know, you could bring it down or call your lawyer and say, hey, look at this. And they'd say, throw it away, don't even bother with it.
Yeah, and I think this company, you know, like you say, the computer world is so sophisticated these days that they were able to find their victims by somehow getting the information. But people who were searching in the search engine, they were searching specific things like maybe obtaining grants for fixing up their home. Maybe their windows needed to be replaced, and maybe they're out to lunch and some other person they're having lunch with says, hey, you know what, there's all kinds of grants, and if you're over such and such an age, you can get these. And so then they start going into Google and they search for these things, and then this company was able to see this, grab them, and target them. And that's why, thankfully, first Maura Healey and then Andrea Campbell from our Attorney General's office shut them down. You know, we only had one. We only allowed one mortgage, one scam mortgage to get on, and it's been discharged. And that gentleman is very thankful, and he lives in Pittsfield.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, and I can tell you, and that the safeguards, you have to be, we, the people, we have to be as on guard with anything on the internet. My son coaches me. He told me a couple of things, do this, do that. But then I had a situation. I got scammed. I had a new computer. It was a PC. I've never used PCs. I only used Apple. And I was away on vacation, and I staying at rented a cabin. So I went on, and I wasn't on 5 minutes, and I got bam, bam,
oh,
bam, bam.
Yeah.
Your computer's locked. You could call Microsoft.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, and it was a 100% scam.
Scary.
I tell people this to show it can happen to anybody. It really can. If it wasn't for the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank and a girl, Jennifer Simony, they could have scammed me for a lot of money out of one of my bank accounts.
Oh, that's amazing. Good to know.
And they caught it.
Fantastic.
Caught it. Yeah. Yeah. And I, again, it seems so real. And Patsy, I'll tell you right, it was one of the scariest things that I've ever had happen in my life.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it because, you know, I mean, that is basically the beginning of identity theft or whatever they needed to steal from you, from having access to your computer and your information. And that's really what the title theft is, basically. It boils down to identity theft. That's what's happening. It's just another variation of that.
We're going to take a break. This is Patsy Harris. Patricia Harris, for people, she is the registrar of the Central Berkshire Registry of Deeds. She's always been willing to come on. She's always honest. I really think she uses this program to get out the skinny on stuff, which I believe has saved people a lot of money, because Massachusetts has your own life lock. We're going to talk about it when we come back. We're going to give you some more phone numbers and emails and everything. But then it's up to you and your lawyer. If you want, go to your lawyer. But whatever you do, protect yourself, because let's say not so reputable people out there in the world that, and they like to prey on people. We'll be just a minute. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM. Excuse me. On your radio dial, we're simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. I am really happy to have Patsy Harris back on, because she's a wealth of information, and it's all good stuff and stuff I think we all should know, at least know the registry exists, because there are people who don't even know where it is. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm here with Patsy Harris. She is the Registrar of Deeds of Central Berkshire County, and they are located in the old Athenaeum, right next to the courthouse on the second floor,
right on Park Square,
and Park Square, right down from Patrick's, which I'm very familiar with. We'll recap a little bit of the first part. There's this thing called Title Life Lock or whatever in Massachusetts. They provide it for you. All you have to do is sign up for it. Patsy will tell you all about that.
Right, through the Registry of Deeds website. So you can, for ours, which is Pittsfield and surrounding towns, Beckett, Dalton, Hinsdale, Lee, Lennox, Otis, Tearingham, Stockbridge, not West Stockbridge, but Stockbridge, Washington, I think I said Hinsdale, that's my hometown. So you would go to berkshiremiddledeeds.com, and there is a link, and the link will take you, it is called Consumer Notification Service. If you click on that, it will take you to a site that will help you sign up for this service, which is free. I want to say if you feel like you've already done this, and it's been more than a year and a half, you should do it again, because they revamped the software system and everybody needed to re-sign up. So just go in and do it. If you have any questions, if you want to check and see if you're signed on, any questions at all, you can call us at the Registry of Deeds, the Berkshire Middle Registry of Deeds. It's 413-443-7438. And again, our website is berkshiremiddledeeds.com, which has a lot of information on there. It also has a link that will take you to what we call Mass Land Records. So that's where you can find all of our documents. You just have to click on that. So 413-443-7438.
And their documents go all the way back to the 1700s. So if you're... bought a house back then and you want to check it out, go ahead.
It's here.
Yeah. But there's a lot, especially in some of the towns you've named, there's a lot of families that have passed through generations of passed property down.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, that can be done sometimes. Sometimes that happens through inheritance.
Right.
And the nice thing about our location is, like you said, the probate and family court is right downstairs from us. So if you find a break in your chain of title, then you possibly can find a will downstairs that would show the conveyance that it was left to somebody.
Oh,
so,
oh cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And you know, it's probably smart. I don't want to get past these people more work than they, but it's probably smart if you haven't, and I haven't really understood it, but I do have a lawyer. So, but find out about all these things, because where your property line is. Now, I found out one time I had this tree and it was rotten and I was going to have it cut down. And then ward counselor said, Bill, I think that's a city tree. And I said, oh, okay. Well,
even better.
Yeah. Not kidding. And it was, and they did. And this is several years and years ago. But those are the kinds of things that it's good to know. And they have all the information. And their information, as far as courts and things like, that's gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That you show up with a deed from the Registry of Central Berkshire Registry of Deeds, that's gospel. That's not you making up, well, I've always lived there. Well,
right. And, you know, if you recently purchased your property and you had an attorney, obviously you would have had an attorney, you're probably good. You know, you probably have everything that you need because your attorney would have made sure of that.
Yeah.
Your attorney would have made sure that after you purchased, you put on a homestead. That's very important. That is our best deal document that we have. It's only $35. And it just gives you, it's not considered an insurance policy. It's not in lieu of your homeowner's insurance, but it is something that will give you an added benefit to protect you in case you are sued, unfortunately, for whatever reason. You know, we're all vulnerable out there. We're all driving cars and, you know, whatever could happen, happens. And so in the event that anybody could stake a claim on your property, a homestead will benefit you tremendously. It will keep you in your home. So I think that that's something that you should, you know, check with us if you want to see if you actually have a homestead on record. You know, maybe if you purchased your house many years ago, or something has changed as far as your situation, you should check with us and make sure, check with your attorney and ask your attorney to see if you have a homestead, because you know, back when the Homestead Act was amended, most of the attorneys who came through the registry were telling us that they would help their clients put on a homestead free of charge. So
that is
a good thing to call them for.
It's just another protection for you.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody who owns a home has an automatic homestead for the value of $125,000.
Oh.
Well, you know, most of our properties are worth well more than that. So give yourself more than what you automatically have.
Now, Patsy, here's an off-base question. But by, you know, we've been doing stuff for a long time, and right now you realize I don't even know where the bases are. But there's been a lot of property sold in Berkshire County and central, all of Berkshire County, and some of the prices.
Yeah. The lack of inventory is apparently the reason that the prices are going up. And, you know, that would be more of a conversation for the Berkshire County realtors. They're out there and they see it, and they, you know, we see the prices come through, and they have definitely increased tremendously after the pandemic, really. And that's what really triggered it.
I read the transactions like in the Eagle and stuff, and I'm astonished. I'm happy because it makes my property worth more. But you're right. There's a lack of inventory. There's a lack of, what do the politicians say? Affordable housing.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like you say, you know, so when you're a senior and you're in your home and you're on a fixed income, and then the property values all around you go up and yours goes up, your taxes go up, your homeowner's insurance goes up, and it's difficult for people. It's also a lot of benefits when, like you say, if you go to sell your property, you're going to, you know, have a huge profit that you can, you know, enjoy that. But if you're not selling, things, there are some other consequences.
And we had a friend who sold to go to a ranch house. Well, their house sold lickety-split, but they couldn't find a ranch house.
Yeah. So downsizing is tough, too.
We're here in a colonial, you know, upstairs, downstairs kind of situation. And, you know, we're not getting any younger. So he said, but golly, there's just really, as far as ranch homes to stay in Pittsfield, Berkshire County, they're just not available. I mean, they go on the same day, they're gone.
And they're gone for a lot more than you would have paid a few years ago.
Yeah, and now within, they're just talking, I watched the business news again this morning. I mean, interest rates, you know, I don't know. All I know is that if you have any kind of issues with deeds, with you, or you don't know, Homestead Act,
Consumer Notification Service.
Thank you. Consumer Notification Service. Get right on his websites, and I wrote them down, BerkshireMiddleDeeds.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep.
And I will tell you this too, Patsy's and her entire staff, even when I call, they're friendly. And,
especially when Bill calls.
Well, I don't know about especially, but they were very helpful. But 443-7438. And look into and make sure. Patsy gave us some really good advice. If you bought your house a long time ago or a while ago, make sure you have that Homestead Act on it.
Yes, and let me elaborate on that.
Okay, please.
So I said that it's the automatic homestead. If you do nothing, you don't have to sign anything. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts makes sure that you have a minimum of $125,000. However, if you do actively sign a homestead, declare a homestead, put it on record here, as an individual, it increases to $250,000. If you have a joint owner, it would be $500,000. If you are a senior over 62 years of age, you would get $500,000 each, or up to $1 million for two or more owners. So,
wow.
It definitely is a benefit to you to actually sign and declare a homestead rather than just accept the automatic one.
Well, I'm waiting to get to that senior level. Jim Clark told me sooner or later I'm going to be able to join the senior club up there at the old Capitol.
Nice.
Yeah. But, you know, these are things, and why do I do these shows? Here's why. Because if you don't hear it from Patsy and the people in charge, you're hearing it somewhere else about, and you may get a half story, an erroneous story, whatever. And my goal is, has always been informational education, a few laughs along the way. And every show that I have done with Patsy over the past year and a half, I get feedback on it. I never knew about that. Oh my God, I was all set to buy that stuff. And
right. The home title lock.
Title lock, yeah. And so bottom line is it's just to help us, all of us, understand we have to do our part in preparing and being prepared. Otherwise, there's vultures out there, folks, and trust me, they'll swoop down on you and they'll sleep fine at night. They don't care. And that's why when you have people like Patsy and her whole staff willing to help you, and they do it graciously, take advantage of this. Really and truly take advantage of it.
So one more thing on the home
side, go ahead.
If you don't mind.
No.
If you are with a spouse and you're both, or a partner, and you're both 62 years or older, then you should each file your or declare your own homestead. The reason for that is if one person passes away, the homestead is no longer valid. So you want to make sure that your homestead continues.
Yes.
If unfortunately one of you passes away.
Right.
So if you're over 62, do individual ones. Sometimes they, it's $35. You can put both your names on one and declare. But like I said, you got to have that in your head that if one of you passes away, you got to come back and refile. But if you do your own, you won't have to. So
that's great. That is great advice because, I'm, like I said, we this week alone, we will have gone to two funerals of peers that have passed away.
Yes.
And that, see, these are the kinds of things why people say, like, why do you do a show like this? This is why. You just got something that I didn't even think about.
I think that's important. And attorneys know this, so they would do that too.
Yeah, and be proactive, I guess, huh? Is that safe to say?
Yeah, like you said about your tree, maybe know where your boundary lines are so that you don't have to worry about that. Usually people don't think about a tree until it falls down on their neighbor's property and you're like, oops, is that mine?
Yeah.
And it happens. Not to say if any neglect from you, it happens to healthy trees,
Yeah, and I when you see all the shenanigans that go on and in the paper and in life on TV and listen to the, you got to be proactive. And I try to tell people that even about your health care, make sure it's up to date, And I'll just say this, I don't know, and of course everybody knows the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Tyre in the Mayor's Office, Peter Marchetti in the City Council, or the guy riding south in the northbound bicycle lane on his scooter. It's so important that we stay up to date on stuff. That's why I try to have Patsy on every quarter, because this just changed with this company that went out of business.
That's right. Yes. The company that we noticed, it's called MV Realty, that was offering people bribes, basically, $500, maybe even just $300, sometimes up to $1,000 or $1,500. But the price you paid for that was what the consequence was a 40-year mortgage on your property. And when you went to sell, you were going to have to deal with that, whether that company was still in business or whether they assigned that right to another company. It was going to be a nightmare. Noticed this mortgage and instructed my staff. I noticed this type of mortgage. We had one that got through, and instructed my staff to no longer accept these. We started rejecting them on a regular basis. Turns out that these mortgages were put on throughout the registries in Massachusetts, also in 33 states in the United States. Our Attorney General's office did get an injunction that required them to discharge all of those mortgages. So the company did discharge the mortgages for the most part. They definitely discharged the one that we had on record. And then most recently we learned that they have filed bankruptcy in all the states that they were doing business. So that was the end of that one. But it all started with myself and other registrars notifying the Attorney General's office that we detect and be an issue with this type of mortgage. It didn't look professional. So.
Yeah, and just think about what that did. A mortgage on your house for 40 years.
Yeah, the people did not know that. They did not know they were signing an agreement, and then on top of that, they were signing a mortgage, which was unbeknownst to them. The person who was having them sign the mortgage was a notary who also was uninformed and not knowledgeable about land records. So there, when we were talking about the attorney, how important it is to be an attorney closing state. So these people were signing these documents on the hoods of cars, sometimes right in their own living room, sometimes at a Dunkin' Donuts, and they were encumbering their property for an amount that they had no idea what it was. So when you went to sell, maybe a couple of years down the road, you would find that you had this lien. Your attorney would tell you, what's this lien? And you'd be like, I don't know. And then you would have to investigate. And then they would tell you, yeah, we need $10,000, maybe $20,000, $30,000. That's what it'll take to release it. And all you got was $300. So it was a horrible situation. And it's good that it's that saga is over. But be aware, there will be others.
There's... Barnum, a sucker born every moment or something like that. I can't.
Yeah.
The other one that I had some familiar at a way back, but I think basically when you were still a candidate, I did a show on reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
That's a different ball game. But in the Commonwealth, correct me if I'm wrong, in the Commonwealth, you have to go through a course or you have to something.
So I don't know because those are perfectly legitimate mortgages. They're right. Tricky. Yep. I wouldn't, you know, you should definitely seek legal advice before
you sign on to something.
You know, but those are at least, done with attorneys. They are backed by legitimate lenders, and it is a program that is actually, taking your equity.
Yeah.
Allowing you to spend it. And I think in some cases I've heard that it actually does help people stay in their homes longer.
Yeah.
You know, and I think as you get older and if we can, I think, you know, valuing somebody's comfort is very important, and there is a value to that. So I'm not pushing for these by no means. I have seen quite a few go on record, but and I've spoken to attorneys about them, and you know, some attorneys believe that they do really help people in the long run. So they can be bad and they can be good. Let's put it that way.
I've known of each case. I've known of a couple of really good where people were just they want to be in their home, and they had a lot of equity in their home, and the mortgage was paid off. Blah blah blah. And then I know of someone who hastily did it and didn't.
Yes.
I'm sure they had a lawyer, but I'm sure that. But the bottom line is that someone told me in the Commonwealth, you have to have an attorney, number one, and you, I don't know the rest of it, but that's a different ball game. That's pretty legit. That we're not.
It's different. It's not a scam.
It's not a scam.
It has its downsides and it has its upsides, but you know, it's not a scam. And you know, but still, you should research it yourself and be comfortable with it and talk with an attorney.
And I have to say to my friend Patsy Harris, Registrar of Deeds for Central Berkshire, I can't thank you enough for doing this, coming on. I'll be reaching out to you again in a couple of months just to, again, a whole new group of people. And this time I'm going to keep track of all the questions I get asked.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, one that I just remembered. Is there a fee if you go up and get a copy of your deed? Somebody just asked me that when I told them you're going to be on.
So there is a fee. We are required to charge $1 per page. Which most deeds are 1, 2, or 3 pages. So that would be the fee. In some instances, if we decide that we want to print some other documents for you, that we feel would be helpful for you to understand whatever the situation is, we wouldn't charge you for that if it was our doing. And also, copies are available online for free all the time. You can download them. And that's on that other site called mathlandrecords.com. So you can go on that. And the link to that Mathland Records is also on berkshiremetaldeeds.com. So you can go onto our website and link yourself to Mathland Records and find your own deed, print it, and it's free of charge. Download it, print it. And again, we'll help you if you can't, if you cannot get it yourself.
And here's the thing. If you have any questions, the number is 443-7438. I know people aren't quick. A lot of people, older people, younger people, aren't always quick with computers. And I will attest to this. You'll be treated like you're a $1 million man or a woman.
Thank you.
No, they're very kind. They're very understanding. And as I told Belichick, in Kraft, they said, you know, well, it's a team effort. And I said, yes, but unless you have a good quarterback, as they now know, like Brady, the team just stumbled. We have a great quarterback at the Registry of Deeds. Her name is Patricia Harris.
Thank you. That was quite a nice compliment, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I had to put the other guys in, but you're thank you so much. I'm going to read the announcements now to the people. Have a great one. Keep me posted on that other event that you're watching for. And just text me when it happens.
Thank you.
The one that you might have missed today's show, but that's okay. Thank you, my friend. Thank you always. Thank your staff, too, for all the good work they do.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks, bye-bye. Pat. All right, here we got. Listen, I do want to tell you, at Barrington Stage, they got a couple of really wonderful plays. The one I really want to encourage you to watch is The Happiest Man on Earth. I saw this play. They brought the play back. It is an amazing play about a guy, Eddie Jaku. And he was in the concentration camps. He escaped in several concentration camps. Escaped multiple Nazi concentration camps. And in spite of all this grief and tragic loss, Eddie declared himself the happiest man on earth. So there you go. It's an amazing story. Friends of the Berkshire Athenaeum, an annual general meeting, October the 16th at 3 p.m. It's open to the public. They have all kinds of things. The meeting itself is Monday, October the 16th, and the library will be giving store discounts of 20%. It's a great. I can't tell you how much I think of this library we have in Pittsfield. It's the Athenaeum. It is just really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place. Also, there's so much going on. I'm going through these things because some of them. What are coming up like lickety split. We're going to end the water flushing. Here we go. Flushing of the city's water system, September the 25th through October the 3rd. And so hopefully by October the 3rd, they're going to be winding it down. Also, bingo is back at St. Mary's School. Will be October the 14th, November the 4th, December the 9th. Doors open at 1 p.m. Games start at 2:30. It's full bingo. If you have any questions, the money goes to help support St. Mary's School, 413-243-1079. If you have any questions that you want to get answered about St. Mary's bingo, I understand people go there. They have a blast. All right, the artist down at the clock tower, which is the old Eaton's Paper, which is the new Eagle Building, they're open on first Fridays, 5 to 8, and first Saturdays, 11 to 4, and this will be through December for the first Friday art walks type of thing. They're phenomenal artists there. That's all I'm going to tell you. you go in there and it's, I call it an artist colony. I don't know if people, they like that, but that's what I call it. And I just really, I encourage you to go and just see some of the local artists and what they can do. Vendors needed again for St. Mary's Holiday Bazaar, believe it or not, will be the 19th of November, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but you must sign up soon. Spaces are limited. You can find out more. Last day will be the 1st of November, but don't procrastinate. Get in. If you're a crafter or whatever, get into it now. Call 413-243-1079. Also, coming up on October the 7th, show at Zip Store Comedy. This time they're going to be at the Adams Theater, 27 Park Street in Adams. First show in North County after 16 years in Pittsfield. Plenty of free parking, three municipal lots within walking distance, food and beverage available at the Firehouse Cafe and Bistro. 21 plus, you must have ID. If you have more or you want tickets, you can go www.adamstheater.org, all lowercase, or www.zipstohr.com, or you can call 413-822-2247. It's a fun time, October the 7th, showtime, 7:30, doors open at 6. You'll have a wonderful, wonderful time. I promise you, you will. Purgatory Road, that's 400 Dalton, Main Street in Dalton, September the 13th and 14th, 20th and 21st, 7 to 10 p.m. It's a creature feature, children under children 12 plus recommended, $15 a person. So that's about it. I just want to say thank you to Patsy Harris. I want to say thank you to her staff, but also I want to say thank you to you folks for watching and listening through the years. Kind of a update notice. We will be interviewing the candidates, those that are in contested. Initially, we're going to try to get everybody, but there's some time crunches, and I have some commitments in October that I can't get out of. That said, without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, have a great day. God bless, and take care of each other, because in the long run, each other, it's all that we have. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye. Keep on.